Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Mother.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I cut off once, so you might need to put me on first earlier.
I don't know
where to go. The phone cut off. I just had to call in twice.
Good evening, Sister Vicki.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Give everybody one more minute in case they're having problems logging in. She cares post to play 2 Kings 8. If she doesn't come within the next minute, I'll go ahead.
Okay.
She's at home. She wasn't working.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right.
We
can start, guys. Let me just do a quick roll call for this.
I don't know what we did.
Okay. we have Deacon Lowe, Mother May, Sister Vicki, bless you, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, and myself, Angela. Is there anyone else on?
No.
Okay. And Auntie Carrie, you were scheduled to play 2 Kings 8 for us.
I thought it was 9. It's 8.
Well,
It's 8.
But before you play it, I made a promise to kind of give a quick summary of what we're listening to. So let me just go ahead and get us started.
Okay, I got it, Angela.
Okay, hold on just a moment. I just want to do a quick summary so we know what we're listening to.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Just welcome to the Nelson Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. As always, we are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise His holy name. We're going to start our program off by listening to 2 Kings 8, and then we will go into our program. This will allow us different time in logging in, get them to get on before we start the program. But in the 2 Kings 8, the passages of the story recorded in this chapter actually allows us to look back at what had happened prior to. And the first part of it talks about Shunammite land being restored. We have read before of the Shunammite woman that was a kind benefactor to Elijah. Now here we are told she fared the better for it afterwards, and the advice Elijah gave her in the favor the king showed her for his sake. The second part is about Hazael murders Ben-Hadad. We read before of the designation of Hadad to be king of Syria. And here we have an account of his elevation to that throne and the way for himself to it by killing his master. The last part of what we're going to be listening to is the Jehoram, king of Judah. we read before of Jehovah bringing the whole of Judah in the womb of his father. Just, you know, I know how to say it, Jehoshaphat. Now, here we have a short and sad history of a short and wicked reign. In the beginning of the history of his son, Ahaziah. Okay? Auntie Jerry, you may proceed with the reading.
Second Kings 8. Then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go thou in thine household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn. For the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose, and did after the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household, and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And it came to pass at the 7 years' end, that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that, behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, Restore all that was hers, and all the fruits of the field, since the day that she left the land, even until now. And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, The man of God is come hither. And the king said unto Hazael, Take a present in thine hand and go, meet the man of God, and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, Shall I recover of this disease? So Hazael went to meet him and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus, 40 camels burden, and came and stood before him and said, Thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, Shall I recover of this disease? And Elisha said unto him, Go, say unto him, Thou mayest certainly recover. Howbeit, the Lord hath shown me that he shall surely die. And he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. And Hazael said, Why weepeth my lord? And he answered, Because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children, and rip up their women with child. And Hazael said, But what, is thy servant a dog, that he should do this great thing? And Elisha answered, The Lord hath shown me that thou shalt be king over Syria. So he departed from Elisha and came to his master, who said to him, What said Elisha to thee? And he answered, He told me that thou shouldst surely recover. And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth and dipped it in water and spread it on his face so that he died. And Hazael reigned in his stead. And in the 5th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab. For the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake, as he promised him to give him always a light unto his children. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves. So Joram went over to Zaire and all the chariots with him. And he rose by night and smote the Edomites which compassed him about. And the captains of the chariots and the people fled into their tents. Yet Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah unto this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time. And the rest of the acts of Joram and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Joram slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Ahaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, did Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, begin to reign. 22 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri, king of Israel. And he walked in the way of the house of Ahab, and did evil in the sight of the Lord, as did the house of Ahab. But he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. And he went with Joram, the son of Ahab, to the war against Hazael, king of Syria, in Ramoth-Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Joram. And King Joram went back to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. And Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for playing 2 Kings 8 for us, Percy Carey. We did not have any more people join, so we're going to go ahead with the program. And we're going to go ahead with the opening prayer. Let me just... We love Auntie Betty. All righty. You bow your head for the prayer. Lord, our rock and redeemer, we thank you that you are perfectly faithful. You never forget. You never fail, and you never take back promise. You have promised that when your people gather in your name, your presence is here with us. Father, fix our eyes on you and let our ears be attentive to your voice. Restore to us the joy of our salvation as we worship you. May we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To you be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Who's everybody's on? Amen. Oh, I see Betty's coming back. Okay, there you go, Auntie Betty. Okay, the worship song this afternoon is going to be We Lift Our Hands in the Sanctuary by Kurt Carr.
Power on. Hearing. Connected.
God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our day.
We lift our hands.
Amen.
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 Go ahead and get into our program. First of all, just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday with family and friends and food and all that good stuff.
Happy New Year.
Amen.
Happy Amen. New Year.
Amen.
Well, let's go ahead into our program. We have Bible verses to teach you. We would like to share of so, I would like to start off with Deacon Lowe.
I'll be coming out of the book of Psalm 40, verse 4 through 17. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you plan for us. No one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they will be too many to declare. Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips. As you know, O Lord, I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I seek of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For trouble without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the halves of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, ah, ah, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Deacon Lowe. Psalm 44 through 17. Alrighty. Next, I have Mother May. You have any good news you'd like to share with us?
Thank you.
Yes.
Of the Holy
Okay. I'm coming out of the red book, and it said, "Awaken to the truth." God is the truth. There is only one truth. Truth, even God's word to us, declare that God is light and in him there is no darkness. When a person has the truth opened up to them, then they can say the truth has been revealed. Truth, revelation can only come through those who have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The truth will not only reveal new aspects about God, but he will also open up new insight, wisdom, and relationship. And revelation about life, self, and others around you and the way you perceive things will change because he touches of the creator change all who choose to follow him. This will happen because you are being transformed into his likeness. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of the Red Book, Mother, Awakened to the Truth. All righty. Next I have Sister Vicki. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I was talking to Angela the other day. I found a devotion that, or inspiration, a guide that I started reading on my birthday in 2021. And somehow I just put it aside. I'm learning this year that I need to stick to a source. It's okay to listen to other sources to grow, but I want to get my mind focused on something to help me to hear God and connect with God. But this is from Priscilla Shira, and it's called Awaken. And the first reading I'm going to do is called Mourning. And it's like the day, you know, morning. The first scripture is, they gathered it morning by morning, every man as much as he should eat. But when the sun grew hot, it would melt. And this is from Exodus 16:20. There's something about what happens once the sun warms up. The fear of the day's trial, the energy-stealing blaze of its pressures and events. Worries can intervene in those afternoon hours when time is racing past so quickly, when we are certain we can't handle them within the amount of daylight that's left to us. Sometimes such stresses can be overwhelming and brazen enough to melt us in our tracks, causing the strength and resolve of our hearts to weaken and disappear. And while this really is a current and relevant as the day you're living right now, it's also as old as an entire generation of Old Testament Israelites. They emerged from their tents at first light each morning, eager to gather God's gift of manna that he had strewn across the ground overnight. This was a critical part of their day, an appointed activity, for they knew once the sun ascended toward its towering position in the sky, this bread from heaven would melt away. Yes, the collection in their bowl would be more than ample for the day's requirements. They would be able to serve their families and be assured of God's provision, based on the abundant measure of what he given them. But they would need to wait until next morning before they find it new again, ready for another day's work. Perhaps this ancient illustration depicts for us the reason why our hearts so often fear from fresh word from God. Fresh bread early in the morning, before the heat of the day has set in. I realize not everyone is a morning person. I realize, too, depending on your stage of life and your weekly schedule, your morning may occur at various uncustomary hours of the day. But I'm convinced that morning is a principle, not merely a time, a day. It signifies a position of priority, a place of preeminence. Excuse me. Perhaps you tend to devote your first part of attention each day to the newscast or your email, to various trends and updates you missed while you were sleeping, but those moments are always more valuably invested in waiting before God, feeding on his word, listening to what he whispers to your spirit. While your heart is most often open
and refreshed and able to assimilate truth. So as you move ahead into each new devotional journey, continue giving him your first waking thought, turned upward like a breakfast bowl, ready to receive the manna. He is always so faithful to supply a fresh word and fresh mercies. Remember the morning principle and prioritize the gathering of manna he offers you. Start each day and each decision with an immediate declaration of complete dependence on him, because the sun coming up soon, your manna is on the way. And I'd like to read one of the questions she asked. It said, he speaks to me. How might this morning principle apply in your life right now? What can you do to be sure you're keeping God a first place priority in every day you live and in every decision you make? So back on January 21st, 2021, I wrote the morning principle to me as a reminder that God is my first priority. God's word says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that's Matthew 6:33. When I seek God first in every aspect of my life, I am assured of his promise that he never leaves me nor forsakes me, no matter what the circumstances are before me. And I thank you, Lord, for being my shepherd. Because of you, I lack nothing. So I had to learn that morning is not, you know, I try to, some of us try to emulate other people. Oh, I get up in the morning, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. And I had to grow and understand my morning is that whenever I seek God and say, Lord, thank you, for this is the day that you have made. Allow me to rejoice and be glad in it. And in every aspect of my life, I seek him. So that's my morning principle, that I'm growing to understand that he is first in whatever circumstances, that I seek him first. And that's my hallelujah. That's my hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Vicky, for sharing the awakening from the awakening from Priscilla Shire out of to the 16th. Alrighty. Next I have Auntie Betty. You have any good news you would like to share with us?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 119, verse 1 through 8. The joyful are people of integrity who follow the instruction of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his law and search for him with all their heart. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. You have charged us to keep your commandment carefully. Oh, that my action will consider and reflect your decree. Then I would not be ashamed when I compare my life with your command. As I learn your righteous regulation, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decree. Please don't give up on me. Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 3:19. Alrighty. Next I have Auntie Di. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 122, Joy in the House of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribe go up, the trial of the Lord unto testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set stones of judgment and stones of the house of David, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prophets that love thee. Peace be within their walls and prosperity within their palace. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie John, out of Psalms 122. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you'd like to share with us today?
Yes, I'm coming from Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth will pass away, and there will no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with men, and they shall be his people, and God shall himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he said upon the throne, said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write these words for truth and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him, the Antichrist, a fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcome him shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbeliever and the abomination and murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerer, the adulterers, the liar shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there come unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last pledges, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I'll show you the bride of the Lamb wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to the great and high mountain, and showed me the great city of the holy Jerusalem, descending out of the heaven from God, having the glory of God, and the height was like unto a stone, more precious, even like jasper stone, clear crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the name were therein, which is the name of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Amen. I read from 1 to 12.
Amen.
Revelation 21.
All right.
Amen.
For that thing, and that should complete our first round. I will move forward with our prayer for the sick and shut-in, but before I do, I am removing Pastor Austin off our sick list. He's doing much better and back at work. Is there anyone else we want to add or remove to our list?
Dorothy Melvin.
Amen. Ooh.
Oh, and
yeah.
Dot.
Auntie Dot, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyone else? I'm sorry. Is there anyone else we want to add? All righty. If you bow your heads for the prayer, Father, you can heal us in a heartbeat. We all know that. We pray for your miraculous healing today for Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Willie A. C. Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian Tompkins, and Nafia Suma. And I just have on here our youth that are at risk today, and that includes my grandsons, Tremar, Nasir, and Jamie. Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family that includes Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe. Also, Sister Vicki Huffman and Sister Marilyn Tompkins. Father, through your son's death on the cross, we have the opportunity to be healed spiritually. By believing in Jesus, we are connected straight to you in prayer and in your presence, Father. So bless our hearts to believe in you beyond our heart's capacity. Strengthen our faith where it is weak and strengthen our resolve to linger in your presence a little longer each day. Take our pain away, Father, according to your will and in your time. We're not promised a painless life on this earth. We ask that you send your spirit to help us see past our circumstances and unto your calling on our lives. Sickness and injury can't stop God's place and dream. So fill our hearts with hope as we wait on you to move in our lives and flow out from your from our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All righty.
No, close that door. Oh. I'm sorry.
All righty. Now we are going to acknowledge our birthdays. And I did go over, last time we met was December the 18th. We did talk about the birthdays. The only birthday I had on my list was Freddie Williams on the 29th. I did want to acknowledge that. Going on into January, so the 1st, we had McKaylin. On the 3rd, we had Jesse Ross. And then on the 4th, we had Micah. And then for this upcoming week, we have the 13th, Miss Essie Mae Simmons. And on the 14th, we have John Dimmons. And Sister Vicki, don't you have a birthday coming up in January? I do want to get you on our list.
Yes, it's on the 27th, the end of the month.
27th. All righty, guys. Are there any other birthdays for the week of the 8th through the 14th that I may have missed? I could have been in the wrong place speaking. Okay. All righty then. Let's see who's my lucky person today. Auntie Carrie. Looks like you, Auntie Beth, and Sister Shirley's not here. Would you do us the honor? Auntie Betty?
Auntie Betty.
Yes,
that's what you said, Aunt Chandler?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, okay, baby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody, and many, many more.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. Awesome. All righty, so now we're at our second round, and this is an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem or a song, or to provide a praise report. I would like to start off with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Mother May.
I just want to say, be home tomorrow, and I just ask for all y'all prayers and hope we have a good flight in.
Amen.
Amen. And you coming home with whom?
Loretta.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
All right.
It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, yes. I'm excited. I know you was excited. You might have lost 10 pounds while Mama was gone. But Angela didn't consistently cook for him.
Oh, yeah. He'll gain it back.
He gonna keep up.
So that's that breakfast Tampa later. Don't get them 3 meals in.
Yeah. All right, we look forward to you guys coming home and definitely safe travels. Next, I have Deacon Hubert. No.
Yeah, I'll be coming out the red scrap book. Oh, I have been cooking now. Don't think I haven't been cooking.
We believe you, Shell.
Heavenly Father, I pray that our path is like the shining sun and not of darkness, for your word says. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines even brighter to the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know why they stumble, according to Proverbs 4:18-19. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, you have created a clean heart in us. You have renewed a right spirit within us. You have made old things pass away and all things new. You didn't cast us away from your presence, and you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we fail. You, for your mercy, endure forever. You restore us to the joy of your salvation. Your joy is our strength. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you. Top of the red book. Next, I have Auntie Karen.
Who you say, Angela?
You have to share.
Okay. Oh, I just want to thank God for a new year, and I hope this year be a good year for us serving Him. Not that we gain any material things, as long as we gain His knowledge and live by His command. So I just want to be more thankful and more attentive to His word. I just want to keep growing. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Carrie. I think after that, I think I'll go next. That just inspired me. Over the holidays, I was sharing with Sister Vicky yesterday that over the holidays, I got an opportunity to watch this beautiful movie that actually was based on a true story of a pastor that wanted to buy a hotel so that he could house the homeless people.
and the hotel was going to cost him $60,000, and he only had $5,000 in the bank. But he said, God, you put this on my heart for something, so I know you're going to make a way. And every time they showed this man in his office, there was this writing on the back of his chalkboard that said, trust God no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept wondering, what's the purpose of it in the background? And he never said anything about it. But as the story went on, it was, like I said, it was just a beautiful story where it ended up he was able to get the money more than what he needed, to the point where not only did he buy that hotel, he actually ended up opening 3 hotels where he was able to house the homeless people. And this was during the time we had the recession back in the last time we had the recession when Obama was in office. So it was just a beautiful story. But the thing that stuck with me was trust God no matter what. And we think about all the things that we went through in 2020, 2021, and now 22. And we're moving into a new year of 2023. If we continue to focus on him and just trust him, no matter what is going on in our lives, he will bless us. You just got to continue with faith. So I just have to share that because it just you know, stuck with me so hard because I kept looking at that right on the board. Are you going to ever say anything about what that up there means? It was beautiful. So, and if anybody's interested, the name of the movie was No Vacancy.
No Vacancy.
Now, I saw it on Pure. All righty. So, I just want to share that. Thank you guys so much. And I will move right along. Sister Vicky, any poems, testimony, songs, or praise report you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I too like to just say to everyone, Happy New Year. And as you reiterated, Angela, we need to just trust God no matter what's going on around us and what's going on with our health. We don't always have the answers. And what we need to do is not self-doubt, not doubt that God is not with us, and just hold on to that faith. And I like to just read this one scripture from Lamentations. It's Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning.
Every morning.
Great is your faithfulness.
Your faithfulness.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Sister Vicky, out of Lamentations. And looks like the next person I have is Auntie Betty. Do you have any praise report, testimony, songs, or poems you would like to share with us this evening?
I think I'm going to try to share a song with us today, tonight.
Amen.
It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Must Jesus bear the cross along and all the world go free? No, there's a call for everyone and there's a cross for me. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin and grief to bear. What a friend it is to carry everything to God in prayer. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. The next time we're going to have to sing with you on that one now, because that just reached my heart.
Yes,
beautiful. Thank you, Auntie Betty. I just love it. I knew I was saving your name, Les, for that good old punch in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. All righty. Let's get ready for next week. We're going to be on 2 Kings 9. Do I have a volunteer to either read or play that for us?
I do it. Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot. Got it. Thank you. How about a volunteer for the opening prayer? Opening prayer.
I do it.
Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
All righty. And a closing prayer. Volunteer for the closing prayer. All righty. I will take care of that. Just want to thank everyone for volunteering today. We had Auntie Carrie play our 2 Kings. And we have Brother Deacon Lowe. I'm going to get this right, all these names. Deacon Lowe doing our closing prayer, so we thank you for that. You may proceed. So I was trying to remind you, you weren't paying me no attention over here.
Oh, God, I come to you in both humble faith and in prayer. We come and lay before your feet our every burden and care. Hear me, gracious God, my cry to you. Hear me as I pray. Save me and strengthen me. I know you are abiding in me each day. You, O God, are my rock. You are my shelter and my mighty fortress. My comfort in times of sorrow. My peace in time of pain and distress. Oh, my God, I trust in you. On your divine promise, I shall stand firmly. I belong to you. I know I am safe and secure in the palm of your mighty hand. Be my protection from the assault and attack on the enemy and the king. And when my spirit grows weary, let your word and spirit revive me again. Oh, my God, I trust in you. I call daily upon your blessed holy name. Let not your faith and trust in you be put to shame. Praise the Lord. I will trust in you to keep me strong. Guide me, O Lord, and keep me from all sin and wrong thinking. Amen.
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 Thank you for that prayer, Deacon Lowe. All righty, well, our last worship song is by William McDowell, and the title is Spirit Breakout. I'm only going to play a couple of minutes of that because we are approaching 7 o'clock, and I don't want to hold you guys too much after that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will come in and close it out. Here we go. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.